Hello, everybody. Oh my goodness, it's been a minute. I know I have been away. A lot has been going on since the last time we chatted, but I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to say that I'm healthy, I'm happy, and I have a lot to talk about. So let's get into it. So the topic that I think I want to talk about today, it kind of comes from a conversation that I was involved in a little earlier today. I was on Clubhouse and there was various topics in the room, but one that stood out to me was women proposing to men, women asking the man to marry her, as opposed to how it's been, all of my life, from what I've seen, the man asking the woman. And there were a lot of really good answers. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, but there was a lot of conversation that kind of it makes you look at it a little bit differently. It might possibly, make you open up your mind a little bit. But I don't have a problem with that because I feel like to each his own. Whatever you want to do in your life, that's what you want to do, and who am I to judge? But I think the part that gets me is the visual of a woman on her knee asking a man to marry her. I think I have more of an issue with the visual of it because it just doesn't quote unquote look right. And I feel like that's because, we were always taught the man is the leader, the man does the chasing, women are to be submissive, and it comes down to almost like, the role in the relationship. Some people were saying that it demasculates the man. And then some people were saying, no, it actually empowers the woman. I don't know. I mean, I could see how it could empower, because a woman feels like this is what I want to do. So, this is my man. I'm going to get down on one knee and I'm going to ask him to marry me. And then I could see why some people would feel like it demasculates the man because she's down on one knee and he's standing up looking down on her, And we're so used to the woman going, yes, oh my God, she's just, and, but of course the man probably isn't going to react the same way a woman does, but it was just a really interesting topic. And it just kind of shows how the times have really, really changed. We were always taught, our quote unquote position or our quote unquote role as the woman in a relationship, and that's to be submissive. Let the man do the chasing, and we just kind of, go with the flow, I guess. I don't know, but I don't have a problem with that. I don't see why anybody should have a problem with that. But it just, I don't know. To me, it's just more of the visual. The visual just doesn't look right. And I feel like, on the flip side of that, a woman that's been dating a man for a long time, eventually giving an ultimatum, is that the same thing? It's just more of an aggressive way to get the man to pop the question, but she's kind of taking the lead in the proposal by saying, if you don't marry me by this time, I'm leaving you. Is that the same thing? Or is it not? You know what I mean? Or is that more of a power trip? Or just, I've been dating you long enough and now I feel like, okay, it's been too long. Now, for me personally, my husband and I, we dated for a long time, but we had our reasons why. And I think I've talked about this in one of my other podcast segments, but we were both fresh out of a relationship for two different reasons. One was abuse, one was infidelity. And so we were taking our time. So we actually dated from 2009, and we didn't get married until 2018. Now, most people would be like, girl, why are you with him so long? And he need to go ahead and marry you because you guys are always together. And when you see him, you see you. And when you see you, we see him. And, the first thing in the morning, you hear each other's voice. The last thing before you go to bed, you hear each other's voice. So why don't you hurry up and make it happen? But I feel like for us, we both knew what we wanted. We knew where we were. We knew how we felt about each other. And we also knew where we were as far as a relationship. Me, I was pretty open. I've always been a sucker for love. And I won't even say a sucker. I've always been a, one that was open to love. I'm not gonna say a sucker. And but for him, it was more of he really wanted to be sure that this was it, and he wanted to take his time, and I respected that. But as time went on, you figure from 2009 to 2018, it's like, okay, am I being patient or am I being stupid? You know what I mean? But thankfully, it was patience because here we are. We've been married 2 years, and I don't feel like I was being stupid at all. But in the course of the dating, that was a rather long time. But some people probably would not have stayed around that long. But it was a challenge for me because I had to really learn how to be this man's friend, due to the circumstances. So it wasn't anything that I could rush. And my husband was so honest with me, and that's one of the main reasons that I stayed around for so long, is because he was very, very honest. Even if it hurt my feelings a little bit, I'm not ready. And I'm like, but we're together all the time. Being around somebody and being with somebody is two totally different things. Just because we're around each other, that doesn't, it doesn't hold as much value as you being with this person. So it was more like, okay, well, if we're going to be around each other like this, then I'm going to really have to learn how to be this man's friend. I'm going to have to respect his decision to wait, because I could have given him an ultimatum and said, well, you know what? I'm not going to stick around too much longer unless you make this official. And then he could have been like, okay, well, fine, let's do it. And it didn't, it wouldn't have lasted, because now it's more of a pressure. I'm putting pressure on you to make a decision, which I understand that too, because everybody's not going to wait around for 9 or 10 years for somebody. I get it. I really, really get it. But everybody's situation is just completely different. Me personally, I would never ask a man to marry me, because I feel like I want to be confident in knowing that the man is confident in the decision that he's making to be with me for the rest of his life. Because marriage is totally different. It's, we're not just sexing anymore. We're not just chilling. We're not just Netflix and chill. We about to have joint bank accounts. We about to have to get life insurance policies. We have to think about retirement, our future, home ownership, bills. Are we going to keep everything separate, or are we going to put everything together and work as one? It's deeper than just we're together all the time, or we just chilling, or we just, intimate, or, it's a totally different situation. And I think people taking, time is the best thing, because you don't want to rush into nothing and then, it just all goes a fluke and you're like, oh my God, I wish I just never would have did this. You don't want to regret anything. You know what I mean? So I just thought it was an interesting topic. I did a lot of listening. I did more listening than I did talking, and eventually I spoke, but the room was so divided. And it was interesting to hear the men, what they had to say. Like, some of them were like, no, I would never want my woman to propose to me. And if I saw her preparing to get down on one knee, he said that, no, you got to get up. Like, I'm not even going to let you do that. And I just feel like, some men take their roles very, very seriously, and they take the traditional role very, very seriously. So they're not going to allow a woman to do that. But like I said, times have changed. Media, social media, we see a lot more than we used to see. Like, we're exposed to everything. We're subjected to everything. Things that were going on, and this could have been going on, years and years ago, but we really just didn't see it, because we can pick up a cell phone and just log in and see a video where somebody is showing, a man being proposed to by a woman. So technology has changed, roles have changed, the way we do things that most people would consider normal is not the norm anymore. People wanting to be empowered, and the independent woman feeling like I can do what I want to do. I love myself enough. I respect myself enough. And I feel like if I want to propose to this man, then that's exactly what I'm going to do. And the man is like, if my girl want to propose to me, then go ahead. I'm going to let her do that. And hopefully either way it goes, whether he proposes or whether she proposes, hopefully there's already been a conversation where they know that marriage is something that they are both wanting to do. So I guess at a certain point, it doesn't matter who asks, because if they've already had the conversation and know that that's the route they want to take. So think about that for a minute. I'm going to go ahead and take a break and pay some bills really quick, and I will be right back. Okay, I am back. I hope you had time to think a little bit about what my topic was for the day. And if, I would love to hear some feedback on this podcast. Let me know, what women would you propose? And if you did, would you get down on one knee? And men, would you let your woman propose? And would you want her to get down on one knee? I think this is a hot topic right now. There's been a lot of videos on Instagram and TikTok. And, you know, like I said, the way of the world has changed. It's constantly changing. People are feeling more free and willing to do exactly what they want to do. You know, people are not trying to live according to tradition. They're not trying to live according to what their, you know, ancestors did and what they said is the right thing to do. It's more about, look, this is my life. I only have one of them, and I'm going to live it the way I want to live it. And if me proposing to a man makes me happy, then that's what I'm going to do. And I feel like we, speaking of, you know, people with my opinion about it, just because it's not the thing, quote unquote, to do, who am I to judge? Because there's been some things in my life, I'm sure people have been like, you know, for instance, being with my husband for so long before he became my husband. It's like, why are you with him that long? And why this and why that? And in my head and in my mind, I'm like, well, you know what? This is what I want to do. I really like this guy. He's a good dude. You know, I tried to see the beauty in me actually really being this man's friend. You know what I'm saying? So there was a few lessons learned for me during that whole courting season. You know what I mean? So it wasn't just about me waiting around and him, you know, taking as long as he wanted to. It was things that I had to deal with within myself too, being fresh out of a marriage as well. So, you know, and had kids and everything, and I had to relocate. So I probably shouldn't have been wanting to rush. You know what I mean? So who am I to judge what somebody decides they want to do with their situation? And who are you to judge, you know, what I decide I want to do with my situation? You know, we do live in a very judgmental world. And being, you know, that we can see what everybody's doing because everybody's posting, everybody has their phones going and recording, it's like we're exposed to so much. Now we kind of feel entitled to be able to judge. You know what I mean? And that's not necessarily the truth. So I'm going to water my grass and make sure my grass is green, because if I get to worrying about your grass, I'm going to miss a couple of spots in my yard. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to keep you guys too much longer, but I just thought that was an interesting topic. I just wanted to kind of jump back in. I haven't been here in a while. I hope everybody is healthy. I hope everybody is safe. I know 2020 was a very different type of year, and now that it's gone, it seems like it went by really fast. But while we were in it, it seemed like it was never gonna end. But I just hope everybody was able to actually take advantage of being home and sitting down for a year. I know I had a lot of losses. I had lost a lot of friends. I've lost a lot of family members. You know, and I pray that if you have experienced that as well this last year, you know, I hope you're healing. I hope you are cherishing every moment that you do have now. Love hard on the people that are still here. You know, take your time. If you're still in bereavement, take your time. Don't let anybody rush you to do anything. You know, take your time. That's one of the things I learned in 2020 was take your time. You know, tap into yourself, tap into your own heart, your own mind, your own way of thinking, you know, your own habits, your own goals, your own achievements. Celebrate your wins. You know, and just value and cherish every moment, you know, and think about your future. Live right now, but also think of your future, you know. 2020, this whole pandemic showed me that nothing is promised. We already knew life wasn't promised, but 2020 really threw it in our face. You know, 2020 really showed us, okay, you keep saying, you know, life ain't promised. Now I'm going to show you, like, it was just back to back to back situation. So I'm grateful that I'm here. I'm grateful that I have my sanity, because I thought I was going to lose it for a little while, you know. So I pray that everything that you want to accomplish in life, you do that. Anytime that you are building, you know, and you have any setbacks, I pray that you can overcome them quickly and to your satisfaction. But, you know, just take everything one day at a time, and don't be too judgmental. Don't be hard on yourself, and don't be too hard on the man or the woman standing next to you. Let people live. You know, life is short. So do you. I just want you to know that I love you. Jesus does too. And until we meet again, thank you for listening. This is your girl, Kiafa. And I just wanted to come in here, you know, and just spread a little joy, put a little paint where it ain't, so we can laugh and love, and so you can listen here, okay? Because it goes down in these streets, and I will be here to talk about it with you. All right? Have a wonderful day, night, evening, wherever you are, what time it is. Good morning, good evening, good night. Until we meet again. Bless you.